Brent Sass was the first Yukon Quest musher to arrive today in Dawson City, the halfway point on the Yukon Quest Trail.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
The 200-mile stretch of trail to Dawson City is the longest between race checkpoints. Sass's team overtook Hugh Neffs when he blew through Pelly Crossing. Sass says he has been looking over his shoulder ever since, especially when overflow slowed his team just outside of Dawson.
When I got in that overflow, I was like, uh-oh, they're going to catch up to me right here. But it was like 15 minutes and I got through it.
If he crosses the finish line in Fairbanks, Sass will win the Dawson Award, 4 ounces of gold, valued at roughly $6,000.
Oh, the gold. Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk about it until I cross the finish line because I had a little incident last year. But it's great. It's great to be here. But, you know, my goal is never to be here first. You know, my goal the last 2 years has been to the finish line first, and that's still to happen. So there's a lot of work to do before then.
There are just over 500 miles of trail ahead, and the Alaska side of the race is known for its extreme weather, tough conditions, as well as 3 major summits. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it's a balancing act for mushers to figure out how to get to Dawson with teams that can still hold up for the last half of the race on the Alaska side of the trail.
Alan Moore was explaining his race strategy when his alarm went off in the Pelly Crossing checkpoint.
It's about the same. Oh, it's time to get up. All right, I'm awake.
Moore says he's only slept for 2 hours since the start, but because of the shorter mandatory layover in Dawson City, his team has had more rest than it did 2 years ago.
We figured that we probably need a little bit more rest going into the 24 instead of the 36.
Moore says he's not so sure about his fellow competitors' plans.
It's going to be something to see at the end of the race who has what left with these teams, you know, a couple of them, especially running 100-plus miles legs.
Early on, Jeff King ran his team for 100 miles straight to Braeburn. Hugh Neff ran over 100 miles straight between Carmacks and Pelly Crossing. But Tagish musher Ed Hopkins says he's intentionally underrunning his dogs.
Whenever they feel like they want to really take off, I'll just stop. And I'll just let them roll around until they'll take off again, slow, 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 and they'll start climbing, climbing, climbing. And so when it's time for me to let it go, I'm just going to let them go.
Hopkins says that time won't come until after he's crossed the Alaska border. It's the kind of plan experienced Quest mushers execute well, which is frustrating for well-known Iditarod musher and Quest rookie Ray Reddington Jr.
Because, you know, like an Iditarod, I kind of know where I'm at now all the time. Where here, you're just hoping you find the next spot, you know.
More than half the race still lies ahead. The trail includes 3 major summits, and it's notorious for both jumble ice and overflow. Whether banked rest or early long runs will pay off when teams finally get to Alaska remains unclear. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Pelly Crossing.